This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Sugar-free diets may worsen blood glucose control, new study finds. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pekakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence complete elimination of sugar from the diet may paradoxically worsen blood glucose control and increase inflammation, according to new research published in a peer-reviewed journal. The controlled study in laboratory mice found that animals fed a sucrose-free low-fat diet had deteriorated metabolic health compared to those consuming moderate amounts of sugar. Key takeaways: mice on sugar-free diets showed worse blood sugar control than those consuming moderate sucrose. Complete sugar elimination led to increased inflammation and disrupted gut bacteria. Results suggest balanced nutrition may be more beneficial than complete sugar restriction. Study at a glance: worse glucose control observed in mice on completely sugar-free diets versus moderate sugar intake. Metabolic effects of sugar-free versus moderate sugar diets. Comparative health outcomes in laboratory mice. 2026 study: worse blood glucose control, higher inflammation markers, disrupted gut microbiome. Source: Science Daily, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Unexpected metabolic consequences of sugar elimination. The research challenges conventional wisdom about sugar restriction by demonstrating that complete elimination may have unintended consequences. According to the study findings, mice maintained on sucrose-free low-fat diets exhibited poorer blood sugar regulation compared to control groups receiving moderate sugar intake. The metabolic disruption extended beyond glucose control to include systemic inflammation and hepatic changes. Researchers documented signs of fatty liver development in the sugar-free group, suggesting that complete restriction may trigger compensatory metabolic adaptations that ultimately prove counterproductive. Gut microbiome disruption linked to dietary extremes. The study revealed significant alterations in gut bacterial populations among mice following sugar-free protocols. These microbiome changes correlated with the observed metabolic dysfunction, highlighting the complex relationship between dietary composition and intestinal health. According to the research team, the disrupted gut bacteria may contribute to the inflammatory response observed in sugar-free animals. This finding aligns with growing evidence from the National Institutes of Health regarding the microbiome's role in metabolic regulation. For more insights on dietary research, see our new studies coverage, Implications for Human Dietary Guidelines. While the study was conducted in laboratory mice, the findings raise important questions about extreme dietary restrictions in humans. The research suggests that moderate, balanced approaches to nutrition may be more beneficial than complete elimination of specific nutrients. The World Health Organization's dietary guidelines currently recommend limiting free sugar intake to less than 10% of total energy intake, rather than complete elimination. This new research provides additional support for such balanced recommendations. Healthcare providers following clinical updates may find these results relevant when counseling patients about sugar restriction strategies. Research limitations and future directions. The animal model findings require validation in human populations before clinical applications can be established. The controlled laboratory environment may not fully replicate the complex dietary and lifestyle factors affecting human metabolism. Future research directions include investigating optimal sugar intake levels and examining whether similar metabolic disruptions occur in human subjects following extremely restrictive diets. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to monitor emerging nutrition research for potential policy implications. Mice on sucrose-free diets showed worse blood glucose control, increased inflammation, and disrupted gut bacteria compared to those consuming moderate amounts of sugar. Research team, published study, Science Daily, 2026. What this means for patients: consider balanced nutrition approaches rather than complete elimination of food groups when managing dietary health. For clinicians, evaluate whether extremely restrictive dietary recommendations may have unintended metabolic consequences for patients. For policymakers, support evidence-based dietary guidelines that emphasize moderation and balance rather than complete restriction. frequently asked questions, should I stop following a sugar-free diet based on this study? This research was conducted in mice, not humans, so direct applications to human diets are premature. Consult with healthcare providers about your individual dietary needs and goals. How much sugar is considered moderate intake? WHO guidelines recommend limiting free sugars to less than 10% of total daily energy intake. For a 2,000-calorie diet, this equals approximately 50 grams of sugar per day. What does this mean for people with diabetes? People with diabetes should continue following their healthcare provider's recommendations for blood sugar management. This animal study does not change established diabetes care guidelines. The emerging research underscores the complexity of nutritional science and the importance of evidence-based approaches to dietary recommendations. As investigators continue to examine the metabolic effects of various dietary patterns, the focus may shift toward optimizing overall dietary quality rather than restricting individual nutrients. Healthcare systems worldwide will need to carefully evaluate how such findings inform future nutritional guidance and public health strategies. Source: scientists found a surprising problem with sugar-free diets.